two horses. Do you have a name for the one on the left or the one on the right? Whether it's walking in the furrow or not?
No, sure
okay.
don't.
Okay. If something is not right in your hand, you say it's just a little?
Something not right near at hand. It's just a little way off.
Okay. Anything else?
Maybe a little ways off.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a
long way to go.
Mm-hmm. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you said you could find that just about?
Just about anywhere.
All right. If you slipped on the ice and fell that way, you fell?
Backward.
And if you fell that way?
Forward.
Okay. Did you catch any fish? You might reply, no, blank a one.
I didn't catch one. Didn't catch any.
All right. Would you ever use nary?
No.
Okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
haven't done anything.
Okay.
Didn't do anything.
Okay. Somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right. I didn't like that old rake.
Didn't like it anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Didn't give me any.
You might say, when that boy grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Probably more than likely, I guess.
Okay.
Or he's likely to have trouble.
Would you ever say something as not?
No.
Okay. If you have a good... No, sorry, I skipped one. The trenches cut by a plow are?
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a good yield, you say we raised a big...
Big crop.
If you get rid of the brush and trees on the land, you say you...
Cleared the land.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the second cutting of clover or grass?
Mm-hmm.
Or anything, I suppose? Or a name for the old dry dead grass that's left?
Mm-hmm. No.
Or one that comes up that hasn't been planted?
No.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know beans about wheat, but I guess I would say a bundle.
All right, and then the bundles are piled up into a...
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. We raised 40 watts of wheat to an acre.
Bushels. Mm-hmm. Susan, I don't think yesterday I said furniture, so...
Oh,
for the benefit
you,
of the
yes,
scribe.
Now
I'll
that you mention
it,
I seem to remember having skipped that accidentally. Yeah, okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them.
Okay.
They have to be thrashed.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you tell him about it, you say blank and blank have to do it.
You and I have to do this.
Mm-hmm. If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you say the job is for not just you or just me, but...
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. Some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, or a friend of yours, you say blank and blank are coming over.
He and I are coming over.
Mm-hmm. You knock on the door, they say, who's there? You know they will recognize your voice, so you reply, it's
me.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a man, you say, oh, it's only...
It's him.
A woman, it's...
It's her.
And two people.
It's them.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about that, though, I notice that when I answer the phone and someone asks for me, I'll say, this is he.
You do that too,
yeah.
Huh? I guess that's standard way of answering the phone in the South, at least. Okay, I'm comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as...
Not as tall as I am.
Mm-hmm. And you might also say I'm not as tall as...
I'm not as tall as he is.
And he can do it better than...
He can do it better than I can.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
That's the farthest he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's...
It's yours.
Okay, if it belongs to both of us, it's...
It's ours.
And to them?
Theirs.
Him?
It's his.
And her?
Hers.
Fine. People have been to visit you. They're about to leave, and you say to them...
Oh, y'all come back again.
You would say y'all?
Yeah, maybe you all.
Okay, would you ever say that to just one person?